This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. In a word, Music Theater West's ongoing production of The Music Man is marvelous. Not marvelous for an amateur show or a community theater production. Forget all those qualifiers. The Music Man is marvelous, period. There isn't a false note in the entire production. Not with the music, from a brassy 20-member orchestra led by Jay Richards that sounds much larger. Not with the picturesque set designs, also courtesy of the multi-talented Jay Richards. Not with the fabulous costumes designed by Celeste Baleo, and certainly not with the spirited dancing choreographed by Stephanie White. And the performances? In the title role of the self-proclaimed Professor Harold Hill, Tyler Whitesides is the epitome of an old-fashioned song and dance man. He really makes the show's anthem, 76 Trombones, come to life. As the premature old maid, Marion the Librarian, the lovely Jessica Muhammad sings the show's best love standard, Till There Was You, beautifully enough to make the entire audience misty-eyed. But Whitesides and Miss Muhammad are only the tip of the iceberg of talent represented by the more than 70 cast members of The Music Man. That huge ensemble, which ranges in age from elementary school kids to retirees, provide lovely choral singing and delightful dancing. Among the many standouts in the supporting cast are Blake Jolly, Stanton Allen, Travis Lenhardt, and Trenton Bateman, who make up an unforgettable barbershop quartet. Marianne Sidwell is the matchmaking Mrs. Peru, Spencer Needham as the impressionable Winthrop Peru, and the eye-catching dance team of Stuart Needham and Stacy Nemelka. Not very long ago, the Odyssey Dance Theater's annual production of Thriller was a well-kept secret among Utah dance aficionados. Nowadays, Thriller is big business, playing up and down the Wasatch Front each fall. Under the direction of Daryl Yeager, this spooky dance revue set to popular music has become as much a part of the Halloween season in Utah as the Nutcracker is part of Christmas. In northern Utah, performances of Thriller are slated at the Egyptian Theater in Park City from now through October 6th, at Perry's Egyptian Theater in Ogden on September 25th, and at the Ellen Eccles Theater on September 30th and October 1st. The Odyssey folks will then move their show down south, with performances set for the Covey Center for the Arts in Provo on October 8th, at Kingsbury Hall in Salt Lake from October 14th to 26th, and at the Tuakon Amphitheater in St. George from October 29th to November 2nd. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.